I'm John Huckenberry. Another look now at a story we talked about in the agenda segment earlier on in the hour. Louise Story joins us, a reporter for the New York Times, to talk about the Obama administration saying this week they are poised to announce a new set of regulations on executive compensation that would include an executive pay czar who will actually determine the compensation of banks and financial institutions receiving money from the so-called TARP, the bailout fund that is keeping those institutions afloat. Louise, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What is the precedent for a single individual determining executive pay compensation, and is there any sort of law that this individual would be relying on?
There is no precedent that I know of. Typically, when there's rules about income that people get, it goes through taxation, and taxes do not usually apply to a single industry. They're generally across income levels, across all industries.
So the idea is that this executive czar, and there is a very prominent candidate for this, is going to actually be putting down on paper the numbers for executives at Citicorp and Bank of America. As was the case under the 9/11 compensation fund, where a so-called special master determined the victim's compensation, is this a sort of a shoot from the hip proposition?
Well, Ken Feinberg, who is in line to do this job, he's the one who was the 9/11 compensation czar, certainly has a very measured approach. He did stir a lot of controversy back after September 11th because he paid more money out to the families of victims who made more money. So, for example, he paid more money to the family of a stock trader than he did to the family of a janitor. So that was controversial back then. He is happy to take controversial stances, but he has a very measured approach if we look at what happened back then.
Do you think, and again, I don't want to ask you to speculate necessarily, you're a reporter for the Times, not necessarily an analyst here, but this looks to me like an effort to get the political heat off of the White House on this whole executive compensation business and off the Treasury and onto one individual. What do you think?
Certainly, a lot of people have been waiting to see some form of action coming out about compensation. It's been a heated topic since early in the year, and so this is much awaited. It's unclear that the whole role will be played by this czar because most of his power is over companies that have gotten bailed out twice, and the administration is also stepping towards making guidelines about pay for all of finance, even hedge funds and private equity, and those guidelines would probably be enforced by regulators, not by the compensation czar.
So it's possible that this compensation czar will be creating the template for a broader regulation of the entire financial system.
He may be involved. It's unclear where the template's going to come from. The general principles behind the template are coming out of Treasury as early as this week, and then they'll be fleshed out, and those are likely to be handled by regulators because they will be permanent, whereas the compensation czar's role will only last a few years while companies have the bailout money.
Well, I can't tell looking at the story here if this is a job that anyone would actually want, or if it's a job that you would actually enthusiastically, you know, embrace because you're at least theoretically really, really powerful. But it is, as you say, an unprecedented development, and we shall see how much the bankers get as a result of this compensation czar. Louise Story, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Louise Story is a reporter for the New York Times reporting on the compensation czar that will allegedly be named by the administration this week.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.